Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again for a great mate debate.
I think so.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate debate.
I've almost got that song down.
Pretty good. She's been studying.
We're only like 200 weeks in on this, and there's only like 8 lyrics. Okay. Hack, what's going on?
We have a
lovely
couple here today. It's Jason and Nicole. They're trying to decide their daughter, should she go to summer camp or not?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Nicole won the toss. She's going first. Nicole?
Yay.
What's going on? Are you pro camp, anti camp? Where are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty much anti-camp. I had a pretty bad experience myself, and I'm just really not, I'm not looking to send my daughter away for 2 weeks. She's 11. Her name's Harper. I feel like my husband's egging her on to go, and I don't think it's a good idea, and there's many reasons.
Is your main reason that you had a bad time?
Well, I guess so. I was bullied at summer camp when I was young, and it was pretty traumatic. And you
bullied
know,
by he, girls, boy, everyone who bullied you.
Yeah, both on both sides. Unfortunately,
Would Harper be going totally on her own? Like, does she have a friend going with her or anything like that?
No, there isn't anyone that she knows going to this particular camp.
Okay.
So, first of all, that's really brave. I give her a lot of credit to even be sort of open to it. But I don't even know that she really, really wants to go. I feel like my husband is, like I said, egging her on a little maybe. And he had a fine experience, but I didn't. And it really kind of messed me up for life. And I think it's like far away to go and for a long time for an 11-year-old.
Are you being serious? Like you really genuinely, I promise I'm trying to treat you with kid gloves a little bit here. You feel genuinely traumatized by your camp experience.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I never went. I have no idea. All I know is what I've seen in movies, and it just seems like a rip-roaring fun time.
It's not always exactly like the movies.
Okay. But it also seems like you could lose, and I promise I do not mean this about your 11-year-old daughter, but there's like a lot of times there's coming-of-age things that happen.
Not
even
at 11.
Like your first kiss.
At 11. Not at 11.
Hack?
Not for me.
My first kiss was at like 15.
Okay. I'm sorry, what did you say?
A little more on the immature side.
Okay.
So I'm not so much worried about that part, but...
Just bullying.
Yeah, kind of. Like, she's kind of in that in-between stage with, you know, coming to puberty and you know, it's just an awkward time, and she just got braces and, you know, I don't know. I just think it's not a good idea.
Well, let's find out why Jason wants her to go. Jason?
Hey, guys. Yai.
Why are you pro-camp? You have a good time?
I think camp is great. I think camp is something that's a coming-of-age thing. I think Harper is ready for this. I think she maybe doesn't say that she's ready for this because she knows how my wife feels about it. I think that... She is really needs to get exposed to some new opportunities, new adventures, and camp is great like that. I mean, and I'm not saying, you know, my wife, she had a bad experience, and that's true, but I've vetted this camp. I've vetted this place. They have counselors. That's what they're there for, to prevent bullying from happening. So,
yeah. They don't always see
everything. I think it's a great thing.
Yeah, we are
I don't want to turn into... I feel like we're turning into these helicopter parents that want to be there every minute. And I feel like we need to give her a little time out of the nest, you know?
I would feel okay maybe next year. I just think this is just not the right year.
303-222-5423, call or text. When he started talking, I'm just going to say this, I didn't go to camp, and now I'm wondering if it's one of the things that's wrong with me.
Oh.
Like, I was never, like, I never learned to be alone. Like, I was never out from under my parents until I was on a tour bus. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Just without people you knew at all, you just by yourself.
Right. Like, I didn't learn to, like, approach girls or approach dudes and go, hey, like, we're friends.
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't know how to do any of that stuff. So, do you learn that at camp? Is that where you guys
learn? I'm telling
you,
there's nothing more fun than being at a camp where there's no, I mean, the adults that are there are, you know, the staff. But they're not your parents. So you feel a sense of independence. You feel a sense of, hey, I'm learning stuff. I'm catching, you know, things
are
happening.
Yeah, but she's an 11-year-old girl with braces.
Nobody's there in the bunks at night. Nobody's there.
What does braces have to do with it?
They don't have
to do it.
No, I'm just saying kids can be mean about different little things and in the bunk beds at night, nobody's in there. And that's a lot of the time I got really picked on, and then you don't sleep, and then you're afraid they're going to do some trick to you. And it's just not fun. I feel like it's a little
awful.
More mature.
Yeah, this is awful.
I mean, I feel like that was the 90s, honey. We're okay now. Things have progressed.
I can see why it'd be hard as a parent, because you're wondering, they're there by themselves and they're either in the bunk having the greatest time of their life or
the worst.
They're all alone having the worst time of their
and
life.
And literally nothing in between. Like, it's either...
It's not camp for a whole month. It's for a week.
Well, it's true. And I don't know, because we've made a lot of strides as a society for bullying. Like, I mean, we don't put up with stuff like we did in the 90s or whatever. But does that mean that the kids have just gotten kind of sneakier about it? Are they just...
It's not only bullying, but she is a bit immature for her age. She's like very sheltered, and she's very sweet and very kind. And I just think maybe next year would be the better time.
But
you just said it, honey. She's sheltered. I feel like this would unshelter her.
And I'm afraid, Nicole,
don't let her have a phone, and we don't let her watch anything on TV. That's what I mean by that.
No, but
I don't mean she's like that.
They're strict about that at camp, too. Okay.
This might be good.
Yeah, exposure to other people from other parts of Colorado or the country, right, or whatever.
There's,
yeah,
you get team building. There's team building exercises and races and all that kinds of stuff.
I you guys are making great points. Here's the thing. I've never been, I don't feel like anybody here is pro or anti.
Yeah, I've gone to camp and I actually think it is a positive thing for like a young girl. I think I was around, probably right around 11 actually.
Okay.
And like, you just learn how to be away from your parents. Now, maybe 2 weeks is too much right now. Maybe you guys can find a 1 week and compromise.
Yeah.
But
here's what we're going to do. There are people whose kids have been to a camp within the last few years, so we can maybe speak to,
right,
is it as traumatic as Nicole is making it out to be, or is it as fun as you're making it out to be? Like, I don't know which,
or
is
it somewhere in between?
Yeah, hang on guys, we're gonna get you a jury, don't move. Hearing what he said and hearing what you said, Erica, I feel like I missed an opportunity and neither of my kids went.
The difference is I went with a friend. Every time I signed up, I had one of my friends go.
So you got a safety net.
A safety net, and it was amazing. And that's why I have so many great memories about it. But I still don't think it's bad for this 11-year-old who is sheltered to go make friends.
But what if she goes and she doesn't make friends and it's just 2 weeks of isolation? It's like being in the hole.
I don't want to think about that.
I don't know, because I went to basketball camps, all the camps I went to. So there was at least, even when I went,
commonality.
Exactly. We all are here to play basketball. You like basketball? Yeah.
Of course I do. I'm at
so
basketball.
So you had that, and then you don't, there's not a lot of talking and stuff. You're just, let's play.
Playing basketball.
And we play, yeah. So I had that. It's almost a crutch, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm envious of the people who just went to camp and just
had
like,
fun.
Here
made
I
God's
am.
Eyes.
Let's have fun and try stuff, and I'll meet people, and I'll have pen pals later on. Like, that'll be
or
awesome.
Or you won't, and you're Nicole, and you're scarred.
I never kept a pen pal. Mm.
That's because you took a safety net. Like, you didn't do it all the way right. Like, I'm sorry, but like, if you're really gonna go,
I had a great time.
Okay, great. Should we let Nicole's trauma affect what happens to her daughter? Because that's 100% she's projecting onto her daughter. It's going to be terrible. It's like, you don't know. She might go and be great. Or should we let his joyousness project onto the daughter and then she goes there and it sucks? Camp or no camp, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are in the middle of a great mate debate between Nicole and Jason. And it's kind of topical because it's about summer camp. I never even asked you, Tiak, did you go?
No, not a summer camp.
Just basketball,
yeah.
But you slept at home at night.
I did both. No, I slept overnight.
Okay.
Yeah, at basketball camps, yeah.
Sleepaway basketball camp counts, I think.
Yeah, that absolutely counts. I'm saying I never slept away from my parents until I was...
Unless it was like a sleepover with the
even
friend.
That, we didn't do that. Had like two of those, like... Yeah, so I'm like,
whoa.
Codependent.
he still sleeps over there sometimes.
Right, right.
all right, Nicole and Jason. Nicole doesn't want her to go hurt their little 11-year-old newly braced up daughter because she's like, she had a traumatic experience. I'm just giving all the...
Nicole had a traumatic experience, not Harper, their daughter.
Correct.
Because she's not been yet.
And then Jason is like, camp was great. Camp was awesome. He's been to the actual camp they want to send their daughter to.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if he... Did he say that?
Yeah, he said. He's like, I've been to this camp. Camp.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I thought he just researched it.
He vetted it. Yeah. He vetted it, not been to it.
All right. So let's get some jury members in here and figure out if Harper's going to camp or not. Joey?
Yay.
Yay. Whose side are you on?
I am on the husband's side.
Yeah.
Easy, Tiger.
Here's my reasoning. First of all, I have gone to camp. And two of my kids last year went to camp. They absolutely loved it. Yes, they had siblings. I get she may not know anybody. But when I went to camp, I didn't know people until my sisters were older and they could go. Had a blast. There was archery, there was swimming, all kinds of fun activities. Gives her a chance to meet people.
But Joey, was there anybody at the camp who just pulled in an introvert? I mean, it sounds like you found your way to open up, but like, I just pictured that one kid who's just like they're the whatever the introverted INFJ, whatever the weird personality type, and they just
maybe
don't...
let's not call them weird.
No, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, of course there is, but you always try to include them.
Yeah,
you know, but the thing is like stuff from the 80s and 90s. We're trying not to do the same as our parents, so we become softer. And she's creating a generational curse for her daughter and her future grandkids.
All right. Thank you for the call. I just have this. Erica, one quick question.
Yep.
Are girls nice or are girls mean?
Girls can be mean, but I think at 11, you're leaning more towards nice, actually. Inclusion.
How is that girls can be nice?
Well,
yes,
girls, but they seem to
their default position is mean.
No.
Yeah, then why does Mean Girls slap still? Why does that movie still like
you're talking
teeth?
About at like 16, 17.
Okay.
This is different. This is a really different time for
this
women.
This is the farm team for teenage girls.
This is not 11-year-old
farm team. Girls is the farm team.
I am still close friends with the girls that I was friends with at this age.
Congrats. Alyssa?
Yay.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I mean, I can relate to the mom. I have a 12-year-old, and I get it. But I think, you know, you're projecting a little bit of your personal experience from when you were a child. And I think you should let your daughter experience for herself.
Yep.
And either she's going to like it or she's going to hate it. And you won't know until she gets to experience it. So that's my 2 cents.
Ding, ding, ding.
I appreciate that. But like I said, I would be okay with next year.
It's such a fine line between projecting and protecting. Like, are you, you've lived it and experienced it. So should you step in if you want to stop? Or
you are a parent to young children. So I'm like, yeah, she should go. But like, you know what this would feel like.
Yeah, but I don't know. That's.
Confided in me a few little things that are girl talk, and obviously I'm not going to talk on the radio and for my husband and whatever. So there are a few little nuances that are still.
That's
in
not
the
fair.
Mix.
That's like.
What are you talking about?
No,
I.
Just
here's
like
the
girly stuff, you know.
But here's the thing: have you guys been upfront with her about how each of you feels? Because she's not going to be honest with either of you if she feels like she's then picking a side. So you need to face her as a united front.
Yes.
No. This is something she's telling me privately, if you know what
and
I
you're,
mean.
You're, oh, my God. And I know what you're insinuating, and I don't. It's
like the thing that happens
yes.
to girls.
Yes.
Okay. It happens.
I know,
no,
but
no,
she's.
No. I know.
But she's pulling in. Like, that's. I don't, Nicole,
there's
that's super unfair.
Other girls there who are going through this.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's true.
Let's get one more jury member. Derek.
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I am on Jason's side.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, you know, I think, you know, these camps, I think that she could really surprise you and break out of her shell. You know, I put my kids at camp. I was in camp, and I think, you know, they can learn a lot about themselves, and I think the reward is much greater than the potential for bullying. They could create so many more friendships for life in those situations. So I think the reward is much better than the risk there.
Couldn't agree more.
Thank you, Derek. Appreciate the call.
Can I read one text?
Yep.
This girl could get bullied anywhere, anytime. It's not exclusively a camp thing, and she needs to learn how to handle herself in diverse situations.
But you're stuck with the bully for 2 solid weeks if you're there.
Yeah.
As opposed to going home to your own bed. But having said that, that's a great text.
It's a great text.
Nicole, we couldn't really find a human on planet
Earth.
There
are a couple texts on Nicole's side as well.
But
that is wrong. Kids are still cruel.
You got smoked. So yeah. Harper's going to camp.
Oh.
The other thing, too, about camp is it's like a neutral ground. You know, everybody's got, you know, sort of getting their footing, you know. So I don't think that that's necessarily the place that you're going to have this problem. And I know that these people that run this camp are good people.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You just got to find the biggest counselor there. Go right up to him first. No, I think that's jail.
That is jail.
Oh, gosh.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
It's time for News or Nope.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to sing the theme song in our normal way. If you want to sing along, just I'm giving you a second to get ready.
What? All of us together?
No, no. In the usual way where we go low, you guys go high. Right. Before we start, I just want to say it sounds like Travis and Taylor are living together.
Cool. Dang. Love that.
I thought for sure one of you wanted to do the story on News or No, so I was trying to ruin it for you.
No, and I'm pretty sure that they've been living together since they started.
Yeah, but they're kind of admitting it now.
Where are you seeing this?
He went on his podcast and said things about the house in Florida, because he rents a house in Florida when he's not, and he said something about chimneys and something else. We got chimneys, we got furniture.
He's like, we.
All right, I guess I didn't scoop anybody with that.
I love it.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope
so much
is to decide this is news or no.
Erica, you're so close. You just have to do the gunk gunk at the end.
Oh, I did it on the table here.
Oh, you did?
I went.
But really lightly.
Okay, I'll really go for it next time.
Good evening. Breaking news in Denver.
Oh my God, calm down.
I can't. This is serious.
Okay.
We all know the 16th Street Mall. Yeah. It's a pretty big, important part of
Denver. It has been a disaster for...
There's been a lot of construction there. But good news, because we have given a London agency $100,000 to rebrand it. So it's no longer the 16th Street Mall, and it's just called 16th Street.
For $100,000, that's the best they could do?
Uh-huh.
I would have done it for $85,000.
That's seriously what happened?
Yep.
City of Denver, you missed out.
It went from 16th Street Mall to what?
16th Street.
I'm going to hurl myself out this window.
Okay. The window that you're going to hurl yourself out of, Erica, I have a great story to piggyback on what you did there. There was once a radio company that spent millions of dollars whilst careening towards bankruptcy, millions of dollars to rebrand themselves from something that sounded like it was from Office Space, Inatech, Inatrobe. That kind of thing. It was something like that. It was like Inatech, Inatrobe, Intercom, something like that. One of those. They rebranded themselves as a common word misspelled. Now I'm not gonna out this radio company, because I would not want them to be embarrassed by the amount of money they put in.
I don't hate the name of the company.
You don't?
No, I have no problems with it.
Considering there's a company that does the same thing as we do that is spelled correctly.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There's a podcast company that's spelled the same way as what they do, not what we do. Because I'm not talking about this company. I love working here.
Yeah. Is the 16th Street going to also be orange? That's the other big thing in marketing. Right.
What are you doing,
and it's
man?
It's going to have like a little ding, 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 ding when you cross
What are
the
you
sidewalk.
Doing? You're making it obvious who we're talking about, iHeart.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A new study shows that attending concerts twice a month can help you live almost a decade longer.
Oh, Aaron's going to be
so sad. Aaron's going to live forever, and I'll be right behind her.
What? Why? What
about it? I think it's just good for your soul. Yeah, you just kind of release. Yeah.
I don't think Aaron falls into that category, if I'm being honest. Because you stress so hard about going to a concert.
No, not about concerts,
Yeah, but you leave early. You have all these things. You have all these rules.
I don't.
Well, I think she has rules in place so that she's not stressed.
Is that okay? I guess.
It's interesting. I would kind of guess concerts might be bad for your health. The loud noises, the alcohol, the bad
the
food
drugs.
That's there, the drugs perhaps.
The promiscuity. Yeah.
You don't have to do any of that to attend
nights,
a concert.
The lack of sleep.
It just says just 20 minutes of gig time resulted in a significant 21% increase in feelings of well-being. You don't even have to stay for the full set if you don't want to.
Exactly.
Aaron's gonna live forever.
Then you're just throwing money. Can't you just listen to music for 20 minutes then?
No, it's different. It's the experience.
Can I just watch a YouTube video of a live
band? No.
Why not? Tell me what's different.
You're not physically there. You're not in the experience.
You're not feeling the vibrations.
What if I put on my VR headset?
Shush.
No. Okay. right. Sorry, Aaron, you're going to live forever.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Justin Bieber's been in the news a lot lately. Mm. He's had kind of a rough time. I've also seen some pictures of him, people commenting. He seems to be losing his hair.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen those pictures?
Oh, like, I have.
Like, is he?
I haven't.
Looks bald.
In the back, yeah. Like he's got the...
Even in the front, it looks like it's thinning.
Yeah.
Oh. And he is that age.
He is, and that's
he's
the thing.
He's got
yeah.
more money than any... Like, you, dude... Look at pictures of Matthew McConaughey, like in Dazed and Confused and beyond, and then all of a sudden it's like,
whoom.
Tom Brady was like, oh, he's taking his helmet off. You're like, ugh. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, whoom. Like, it can be conquered. People.
Yeah, what I saw on the internet is people commenting like, wow, 31 and losing your hair? That's insane. And it's like,
That's pretty normal.
That's when it happens.
Yeah, wait until your friends, and it'll happen.
Yes.
Even to Justin, he was recently had kind of a weird thing with his wife. We talked about it. Yeah. I think she was on the cover of Vogue, and he had a... Things just got worse for Justin Bieber because he was outside of the bank in Beverly Hills. He came outside and his Mercedes G-Wagon had a parking ticket.
Oh.
Outside of it.
That's your news?
Yes. What?
Nope.
Oh, she used her nose.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a beef with my... No, I don't. You know what it is? I have a beef with me.
Oh, good. Join the club.
Okay. One of the first video clips we ever did once we got some cameras in here, and I think it was Aaron just talking trash because it was my birthday coming up. and she pointed out a personality flaw in me.
I'm nervous right now.
Aaron.
I don't remember what I said.
Where it's like, I'm the person who kind of wants you to do something for my birthday.
Oh, I do remember this.
But you don't want to ask anyone to do something for your birthday.
Yes.
And you don't want to make a big deal out of it.
I don't.
You want others
if you
to
make it really big, I won't like it. But if you don't do anything, it's really going to hurt my feelings.
That's
By the way,
know.
Erica, your self-tanner thing that you did.
Oh, thank you.
You look so good.
Wow, thank you. It's a spray tan.
Yeah, oh my God. It looks really good.
Thank you.
You darkened your beard. You didn't shave your hair. What do you want us to...
Yeah,
what do you want?
Yeah.
There it is. You're...
Aaron's so smart.
Listen to me. Listen
Happy
to me.
Birthday.
It's not my birthday. Oh. You guys, I tried something yesterday.
Hold on. Don't tell us. This is that thing we do where we all try to guess what the other person's about to say and then we never get it right.
Yes.
Did you like pierce your ears?
My
they
ears are pierced.
Yeah.
You want me to re-pierce them? You can see it. I have two on the left side.
I do not want you to re-pierce.
Tiak does kind of want me to do it again, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it bothers me how that all came to an end. It's still, I feel like I need closure.
Because just one day I stopped wearing them and he was like, so did you have a ceremony or did you like do a thing?
Yeah, don't.
You wanted him to have a ceremony?
I feel like you wear earrings. He had two earrings in your left ear.
And then
he went on vacation and then came back.
I
just
back
was
and-
like, yeah, I'm not going to wear them anymore. And Tiak was like, what?
That's not
that
good
vacation
enough.
Vacation changed
It's like
you.
If he came back with a buzz cut.
Yeah.
We'd need a warning. We'd want to be there. We'd want to say goodbye.
And how unsatisfying if I'm just like, oh yeah, what? You're like, that's a major change. And you're like, yeah, I guess.
It's not. It's
like,
just it's,
I need closure. Put them in and take them out. I'll do the ceremony. It'll be practice for Erica's
I'm
wedding.
I'm glad that we're way off track here because I feel really stupid about it. My God, Erica, you're like glowing. You look so good.
Did you lay in a tanning bed yesterday?
You guys, I wore a green shirt yesterday. And not one of you pieces of crap said a single thing to me. And like the second I walked in today, I was like, I wasn't going to say anything about it. But like I walked in and Erica's tan looks different. Like she looks different. And like I don't want to speak for everybody here, but I think when we make some sort of change, we want each other to notice it. So I feel like Erica needed me to say something.
I was.
Good. No, you okay.
But I did this for a wedding this weekend, right? Like I didn't do this because I wanted the three of you to have an opinion on it.
I don't think that's true.
I wanted to look hot in photos.
Got it. But I think had we not said anything, you would have went home and you would have talked to your fiance and you would have gone like they didn't even notice it. Like I think you would go you really wouldn't?
I really wouldn't have. I did ask Aaron if my hands looked orange. But
It wouldn't bother you at all if you looked like this.
Because I didn't do it for you.
I didn't say you did. I didn't wear the green shirt for y'all.
But you wanted us to comment on it.
When I got home and I was saying, I forget because I don't look down and I don't look in the mirror. I know that sounds weird, but I don't.
Okay, that kind of feels like you have a problem.
I do have a lot of problems. But then I was getting into bed and I took my shirt off and I was like, not even hack. Like,
do you want us to make a big deal out of it? Because
no,
exactly.
Again,
what do you want?
I want something.
I made a comment about it yesterday.
Oh boy.
And you're forgetting.
Wow.
I hate to be this guy, but
such a loser.
Oh my God.
What did you say?
It was like a half to your credit, it was like a half comment because I went, oh, green shirt. I almost wore mine.
I remember that. He did say, I almost wore green.
But I didn't give you what I didn't say, looking ripped, boss, or like, looks great on you. So I was halfway.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Okay, we gotta talk about weird, bizarre birthing stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like gotta.
The moment.
We're dying over here.
Literally,
talk about it.
Before we went on the air just now, Erica and I were chatting, and she said the number five. She's thinking about having five children.
Oh, I did say the number five. No.
Do you know if you go
Hold
for
on.
Five kids?
Don't say anything weird.
It's like a clown car.
Yeah, there we go. No, I do not any longer want five kids. I used to want five kids, but I am 32 years old. Do the math. It
you
ain't
could
happening.
Still, you could just Irish twin those things and just go bang, bang,
but
bang,
I'm
bang, bang.
I'm getting married in a year, so we're holding off on children prior to that. And then I'd like to be married for another year.
Boom, pew, pew.
Mm-hmm. I think realistically, 3 is the max at this point in my life.
Okay, but the odds are that 1 out of 3 of those kids might come out in a weird way, might come out in a weird place, might have some.
I don't like the way you're saying this at all.
Like, can you imagine? Like, my ex-wife with our first child worked. She was a executive assistant.
Okay.
And super like high pressure work environment. She worked until like
her water broke.
Yeah.
Can you not use that sound effect?
What do you want me?
That's your child.
Yeah, I know it wasn't
it's
my child.
It's a medical term.
Everyone knew what happened.
I literally hate you guys.
You just had to mansplain it to everybody else. So that in itself is almost a bizarre birth. Like,
because
you just work right up until the end. Well, this anchor in Albany went into labor just before her morning show. She went into labor at 4:15 in the morning, and she went ahead and went on air.
I'll tell you something right now, you guys.
Yeah, you're out.
In the future, when probably, I am pregnant, if my water breaks at 2:15 p.m.
I'm sorry, if you're what?
My water breaks.
I'm sorry, what?
If my...
There you go. Oh, now I get it.
Not like, be present for the show. I will be rushing to the nearest hospital.
Would you come to the show if you're close to your due date? Or are you going to be one of those, oh, bed rest?
Okay, well, first of all, bed rest is often required and not just a luxury.
Whatever.
I don't know. I guess we'll have to find out.
She did a full, listen to this, work ethic, lazy.
The texters are going to hate you.
They're going to hate one of us. Yeah. 303-222-5423. Despite her water breaking at 4:15, she anchored the full 3-hour newscast whilst timing her contractions.
Wow.
How long was your wife, T-Hack, in labor?
For the first one, it was 13 hours.
Oof.
We had like 19.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh, okay.
And then the second one was like, not like 20 minutes.
So
she just.
That's my thing is I'm like, so this woman did a 3-hour show. Babies come faster than that.
If it's the second one they do, but the first one, not necessarily. Because your body doesn't know what to do. Like on the second one, you're like, I got this. I remember this. And it's just like.
Yeah. There were 3 pushes on the second one. It was like 1, 2. Oh, there. Yep. Nice. There we go.
There's our baby.
Now back to work, honey. Lazy.
Oh my god.
What was the amount of time between
no,
and baby?
Stop.
Like 13. Yeah.
13
oh,
hours
oh,
on the
13
second
hours. One. Oh, on the second one? I should know that. Yep. Only a couple hours. Like
okay.
3.
So 2 hours. Here's what we
oh,
want.
Oh no, no, her water didn't break. That's why. It didn't break, which is my soapbox that I get on. It was like, I forget the stat now, but it's like 95% of the time it doesn't break.
Correct.
And like in movies
oh,
and TV shows.
They have
shows.
That weird little crochet hook that they.
No.
Yeah.
What it is. It
literally
does look.
What is wrong with you?
It looks like a crochet hook.
You're sitting here
it's
speaking
so
to a bunch of women and they're screaming
they
at
exactly
you from their car.
What it, no, they know. It looks like a crochet hook.
Right. But you it's could like, say, yeah, they can break it for you in the hospital.
Right,
not
but they do
the
it.
Old crochet hook in there.
It's like a. Archaic.
Yeah, that's what happened the second time. But yeah. People should know that it's normal for it to not break.
Because
I didn't know that at all.
Yeah,
like
it is normal.
Here's what we want.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not too busy texting your hate towards me.
Yeah.
We want you, like if you had the baby on an airplane or had it in the back of a cab or whatever, or something weird happened in the delivery room itself. Like in my case, it wasn't the actual delivery, but I went down like a ton of bricks.
Oh my gosh, that happened to my dad.
I passed out, yeah.
With my
and then,
third sibling.
Because I'm me, the host of a non-award-winning award show, doctor and all nurses attended to me, and she's just up there in stirrups going, hello!
Do you ever hear yourself speak and think, I probably shouldn't have said that?
No, I don't. I know. It's kind of a gift.
One could say. If you want to call and tell us your story.
303-222-5423. You can call that number. You can text that number.
So my sister just recently had a baby March 9th, I believe.
Okay.
3 weeks early.
Oof.
She hosted a guac-off with she and all her friends.
A guac-off?
A guac-off. They were making guacamole. Her husband is Mexican.
Okay.
And makes the most, oh my gosh, he's coming to visit. Well, they both are.
Okay, I mean,
we'll do the guac. Yeah. Okay, anyway, they were hosting a guac off at their home. She's like, I have 3 weeks till my due date. I am excelente.
You see what she did there, right?
Yeah, it's too late.
Yeah.
And then it
it's too late. Yeah,
anyway, I like it. So she was like, whatever, we're good. She was in pain all day. She thought she was just having Braxton Hicks. And they get in bed a couple hours after their friends leave, and she looks at her husband and goes, I think I'm in labor.
Yeah, you're in labor.
Gives birth within, like, I think from when she checked in the hospital to when the baby came out, 3 hours. 5 hours prior, they were hosting a party at their home.
Oh,
wow.
A what kind of party?
A guac off.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't really want to try that guac. What's going to come out of me?
Can I ask you, this is unrelated to bizarre birthing stories. If you were walking at a guac off party and with like a bowl of guac and you tripped, do you know what would happen?
No.
It would go like that on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then people would go, did your water just break?
That didn't get the laugh you wanted.
It didn't.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Here we go.
No, you stop it.
TX, someone in charge of sound effects.
No, he's not.
The thing that when my first child was born, because she was in labor for 13 hours, and it gets to a point where the nurses pulled me aside and went, "You need to go get something to eat."
To you?
To me. And I'm like, "Well, I've just been sitting here. I'm like good. You know, I haven't been doing." And like, can she eat? And they're like, "She cannot eat, but you need to go and eat."
Why?
Because we can't afford to have you pass out.
Oh yeah.
Like it's bad enough that she can't eat, so you need to go eat. So while my wife is in labor, I had to say goodbye, go to McDonald's.
You could have gone to the hospital cafeteria, fool.
They told him, go to McDonald's.
No, they didn't.
They don't have milkshakes there.
Oh my God.
So I'm sitting there sipping a milkshake while my poor wife
Did you bring it back into the room?
No, I didn't. No, because she can't eat. It's like really strict. Like do not eat.
You still came in with fry breath though.
I always have fry breath. What she likes about me.
Okay.
You know that. Everyone knows that.
You know, if you chew up a bunch of fries and they're just in your mouth.
What?
No, I'm trying to get the women back on our side. We feel bad for you. Don't
do
this.
I can't make this sound anymore because Erica hates me so bad. There you go. All right.
Yep.
I think we've lost you, but if you're still listening and you have a bizarre birth story, we'd love to hear it.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're doing bizarre birthing.
Can I read this text before we...
Is it the angry one about how you pronounce guac off?
No, it is not. Oh, don't worry. There is more than one text about that. No, this one...
Are people really mad that you said guac instead of huac?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Please stop saying it with a G. There is no such thing.
Can
I read you the actual text? Because I just read this. This is crazy. My doula was my husband's ex. Cut the cord and everything.
Shut up!
Come on!
You got your husband's ex in your hoo-ha for your most important moment.
Yep.
Okay. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Let's do some bizarre birth and stories, starting with Kim.
Yai.
Yai. What happened to you?
So when I was giving birth to my first child, you know how they, or maybe you don't know this, you're supposed to sign a form when you're going to get an epidural to say that, like, if they mess up, they're not liable, all of that.
Because you could absolutely be paralyzed. They're sticking a needle into the base of your spine.
Don't tell me this.
Well, everybody does it, and the anesthesiologist.
So this is funny.
Yeah.
It's funny now. He's starting to insert the needle, and he says, oops. And immediately my left side goes paralyzed, to which they realize next to me on the counter is the form that was not signed.
Oh, God.
And in seconds, like 50 people are in the room being like, oh, my God. Well, my husband, I look up as I'm paralyzed, and he's got his arm cocked ready to punch this guy out because I'm like, I can't feel my left side. And quickly, they're realizing that, okay, if we turn it down, do you have feeling? And they nicked the spinal cord, and so I had temporary paralysis. And I had to make a decision in that moment, do you turn it off and go au naturel, or do you continue with the left side paralysis? And I did, because I was in labor for like 18 hours, so I kept it. But the whole funny irony of the whole story was the anesthesiologist's name was Lance, and we ended up naming our son Lance, not after him.
No.
We had chosen that name prior to this. But boy, did I get, like,
oh my God. Kim,
did they pay you money?
They had to.
They did not, and it's funny because we were young and we didn't know any differently, and you were like the thousandth person that asked us that. We absolutely should have gotten something. We just didn't know.
And you were like, I just had a baby.
Loud enough, and yeah, and I'm so happy my son was healthy and I ended up being fine. But we cleaned out all the cabinets in the room for everything we could to take home as like,
consolation prize. I got you.
Yeah.
You got to do you.
Isn't Lance kind of an ironic name for
someone?
Yeah,
for the guy who pokes you with the...
It, yeah.
Oh, Chris!
Yay!
Yay! Bizarre birth! What happened?
I have two.
Oh, boy.
So the first one, my dad is a retired firefighter EMT of 14 years.
Okay.
And he asked me if he can deliver my daughter.
Your dad?
Okay, first of all, never happening.
No. Dad doesn't get to be near your naughty bits.
Did you say yes?
You did. She did, right?
I did.
Okay, that's...
I did.
Okay. Yep. That's weird.
And the funny thing is I had like a push and a half and she was out. And he said, that's it. And I told him, you're not putting her back in for seconds.
Okay.
Well,
you're a close Chris. Family.
Yeah,
yes. Yeah.
Okay. Heather.
Yay.
Yay.
Bizarre birthing. What happened to you?
Hi. So I have a total of five kids, and on my third kid, I was not ready to go into labor, although my water had already broke. I literally locked myself in the closet. And my husband was banging on the door. He's like, what's wrong with you? And I'm sitting in there crying, saying that I'm not ready to go have a baby yet.
Aww.
And he's like, how are you not ready? You've had 9 months to prepare, and I'm still, like, freaking out. And so that was the beginning of it.
Yeah.
We went to the doctor. Like I said, they confirmed my water had broke, but I insisted on going home. I continued on with my day. I went grocery shopping, went and made car payments.
What?
And picked up kids, dropped off kids. I didn't make it to the hospital till 7 o'clock that night, and my son was born at like about 1-2 o'clock in the morning. So,
you were just in denial. You're like, I'm just not going to do it today.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to.
I
have a fear of needles, and I think that was just my thing. I was just like, I'm not.
And
ready
she'd already done it twice. So you're like, I know this is going to hurt.
Yeah, but then you shouldn't have done the thing that gets you pregnant.
Well, sometimes you do the thing that gets you pregnant.
Do you? Because I don't know what that's like.
Well, yeah, not you.
I'm so alone. Carolyn?
Yai.
Bizarre birth, and what happened to you?
Well, my first child, I was only in labor for 3 hours. My second child still is a pain. It took like 9 hours. But my husband delivered her in the hospital because there was no doctor or no nurse in the office or in the room. I'm sorry.
Where were they?
They were out doing other deliveries.
Okay.
Wow.
Your husband said
like
all cash.
They work for Grubhub or what?
You
well,
idiot.
I don't know. This was like 27 years ago. But on the bright side, we never got a bill.
No way.
You just laughed.
How are they going to bill you? It's like... Oh my God, that is excellent. Thank you for the call. Giselle.
Yay.
Bizarre birthing.
So I was on my way to my baby shower and I got out of the car and was walking into the front door and my water broke right then and there.
How many weeks early?
A month.
A month, yeah,
that'll
happen.
It was awful. So we rushed to the hospital, and then my husband went back to the baby shower and enjoyed the party, cut the cake, opened
shut
presents.
Up. There's cake back there. Honey. Who do you want from me?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
You're both sick.
Ask your questions again, Erica. My son recently graduated from high school, and we never talked about it on air because it's just like...
It's just like, what? It's a huge thing.
I know. And Leo's little, I'm sorry, T-Hack's little boy, Leo, just graduated from preschool.
Yeah, pre-K4.
I kind of wanted to insist that he talk about it just because that, I know it's not bigger than graduating from high school, but I bet it's because it's TX's first time going through something. And so I wanted to hear what a pile, like going through.
You do realize that your son is your oldest as well, right?
I know, but I've gone through other, like his eighth grade graduation, his preschool, which he did twice because we did a really weird thing.
Oh.
We put him through, it's a long story. Okay. He's like a December baby, so.
Right.
He
middle
did
of the,
kindergarten
yeah.
twice.
Okay. Kindergarten twice.
Because he went to kindergarten at the preschool.
And then he went to, like,
and then he
the
went to public school okay. kindergarten as well. So he got to do that whole thing twice.
How was cool. the graduation?
But anyway, yeah. How was it?
Why?
It was great. It was great. I was not a puddle, though. I thought
that
I would
be
a little
be true.
More. I think part of it is he's still young. He's getting ready. He's going to go to kindergarten. So it feels like we're beginning. You know, it doesn't feel like anything's ending. It feels like, good, you did preschool. Now we'll start school. So it's like it doesn't feel as emotional. And also I get put on camera duty for the grandparents. I have to record everything.
It's a lot.
Oh, no,
which
no, no,
it takes
no,
me
no.
out of it a little bit.
Yeah, it's hard to be emotional.
I'm like focused, you know?
You got to tell them no.
I get in Scorsese mode and I'm like, you know, what angle? I need a second shooter. And
that's weird. Dude, I don't like that. And I'm being totally honest with you. I don't like that.
What do you want him to do?
I want him to live in the moment. And if they want to see it, then they should fly out.
I'm kind of with you.
Like, you can record a little bit, like when he walks, like at graduation. Like, I didn't even get my phone out when my son graduated because I'm like, I want to watch him walk across that stage. I want to watch him shake hands. I despise going to like the Rockies game fireworks show and everybody's got their phone up. And I'm like, you're watching the fireworks through a 3.5-inch screen. What are you doing?
And you're not going to watch them again.
Would you ever watch it again?
The graduation videos you might watch again.
This is something I want to talk to you about, Erica. This is, you've been talking about your wedding on air ad nauseum.
Okay, I haven't even talked about it that much.
I'm just kidding, you haven't. But texters just are like, this is something I hate about her.
Right.
But you're talking about getting a videographer and all this stuff. I never once for any of my marriages went back and watched that video. Not one time. I'm not telling you, maybe you're a different person, but like, don't waste your money. Like, it's a colossal waste of money.
I found a compromise.
What?
Content creator who does ceremony and he's so mad and speeches videos. So it's not.
But
like
it's not $10,000
no,
for something
this,
stupid.
It's just like the big moment.
Yeah. I couldn't do it.
Heck, you're married. Have you gone back and watched it?
No, we didn't have one. We didn't have a videographer.
Come on, up here.
Yeah, we couldn't afford one.
But think about.
We were very young.
Think about the graduation, right? He's got preschool graduation, then kindergarten, then what?
And what are you going to make a mashup of them?
Maybe.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I have watched the video that I took. At his graduation.
Wow.
I watched it three times.
You were.
Well, I watched it like four times.
Wait, are you crying?
No, I just yawned.
Oh,
I'm
thank
sorry.
Goodness. Okay.
Because this is boring for you. I concur. Sorry.
This is the room. This is part of the people I sent it to.
So you've. Why would you.
Okay. We wouldn't have gotten it if he didn't film.
Yeah. It's okay. It's fine. I don't think this isn't. It's not that big. I have been having a lot of like. Deep thoughts, I guess, just in general about humanity. What because with my,
Jesus.
With my
kid, it's preschool graduation, bro.
Hear me out. No. Because you see them there at graduation or the last day of school, whatever you want to call it, and they're there with all their friends. And you remember the first day of school when none of them were friends and none of them would look at each other and none would talk to each other. Yeah.
They're also nervous.
Yeah, I don't know that guy. I don't know. He's weird. And so and now at the end, they're best friends. And then you go to kindergarten orientation. And it just starts over again. Everyone's just with
kind
their
of back
parents,
in their little shells.
Yeah, and scared and won't say anything. And I remember wanting my son to do this at kindergarten orientation. And I also wanted just one cute little girl, cute little boy, anyone to just turn and look at my son and just go, hi. And it would have, ice would be broken. He'd go, hi, I'm Leo. And blah, now they're off and running. And that's all it would take. And I wanted him to do it too. You could just look at anyone and just go, hi, I'm Leo. That's what everyone is like. Waiting on eggshells for somebody just make a move.
It's so true.
And I don't do it either. To the parents, we don't do it. And we're adults. And I know that's what everyone wants is to just go, hi, I'm T-Hack.
Dude, just what's testify. Your... You like, but I no love one will everything do it. You're saying right now.
Myself included. Why is that? And I don't know why that is because I'm just as guilty as anyone. Why don't we do that? That's all we crave as humans.
Here's the thing, dude.
It's our phones.
That's part of it, but mm-hmm. I think we're just afraid of rejection. Like, my son just graduated from high school, and I am going to zero graduation parties because I am not friends with a single one of his friend's parents. Not one.
Really?
Because at football games, I never turned and went, hey, are you Jace's dad? I'm Noah's dad. I know who Jace's dad is. I know who Vic's dad. I know who every one of these guys are. I've never said a word to him other than, nice catch.
Wait, that's such a bummer.
Yeah. I mean, it's a complete. Mm-hmm. I mean, we also live so far from the school that, like, we're sort of just not in the clique. But Regis is a school where it feeds from a lot of different places. But, like, legit, like, I was talking to, like, a former coworker here. His son also graduated. He's like, what grad parties are you going to tonight? I'm like, none. Not one. Because of exactly what you're talking about.
But it's not like they reached out either. Everyone has this. This nervousness or whatever to just reach out, myself included. I can't stress that enough. Like, I am not saying hi to any of the parents either because I'm the same way. I'm just quiet and to myself, even though I don't want to be. And I don't know why that is.
New goal. Kindergarten starts what, in August?
I think so.
He'll
be there.
Well,
yeah. We'll work
but
it out.
But you and your wife should be like, once a week, we say hi to a new parent.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So I've realized why wedding planning is stressful. And yes, I know. I'm talking about my wedding. It is what
who,
it is.
Who got this time in the pool? I think
who had
she's going to bring it up right about now?
I had pre-show. So.
No.
Oh, bummer.
Okay. And Slacker, you almost don't get to have an opinion on this. I am looking mostly at T-Hack, but also Aaron can't chime in here.
Hold on. Why do I not? Because my marriages have failed?
Well, you're going to see exactly why. The reason that wedding planning is so stressful, at least for someone like me, is because you do it once.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. It's
exactly. I knew you were going to say this.
Statistically speaking, you don't, though.
No, statistically speaking,
you don't, though.
Half of people do.
More than half.
No.
What is the updated percentage?
I have
percentage?
A big problem with that statistic. Because it's not what everyone thinks it means.
Yeah.
Genuinely. It's half of marriages end in divorce.
Okay.
So that means people who are getting married four or five times, they're bringing up the curve. It's just marriages end in divorce.
I love that you went for four or five and not two, because you didn't want me to come at you.
Two's
What's your
not-
problem, Erica?
Two's not a big enough number to have skewed the data.
I still skewed the data.
But it's first, not that okay. There's a 50-50 chance.
First marriages, about 41-43% end in divorce. Second, approximately 60. Third, around 73.
Because once you rip the Band-Aid off, once you know how to do it, like my first divorce was so easy.
Once you know how to divorce,
that's almost the opposite of what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
No, because it was so easy. Then on the next one, it's like, well, I'll just do that D thing. I've already done it once.
Yeah, but then it was chaos.
It was
worse.
Chaos. I wouldn't do it again.
Okay.
Would you get married again?
I don't know the answer to that.
Oh, so when the right girl comes along.
How's she going to come along?
Well, she's not just going to fall. Every once in a while.
No.
Okay.
Anyway,
you could.
I'll be sitting over here, not.
Right. You can't tell me that this is not the only time I will plan a wedding. But no, I'm finding like I'm having. What's the.
It's because your second marriage, you won't do a whole ceremony.
You're so lame.
It's so true, though. This is the only time you're going to plan a wedding. You're right. This is the only time, because the second one, you just won't.
I mean, my sister just got married for the second time last year.
And she went big again.
Bigger. But it was
Rude.
Her husband's first time getting married.
So they did everything he wanted to do.
No. Okay. This was my sister's wedding.
Hack for the win. Check mark you next to hack.
Well, it was really his first wedding.
No, I mean, there was a lot of him in it, but... Okay.
Where she told him to stand.
No.
Oh my God, Erica, don't. Just, okay, sorry.
What I'm saying is it's not decision fatigue. And notice, I am not looking at Slacker anymore. Yeah. It's not decision.
You just look at me. Sorry. Sorry.
Am I working with a 5-year-old?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Got it. Okay. It's like decision paralysis, because it feels like every time I make a decision, it's like, that's the only time you get to make it. You know?
Yeah, but I don't know that.
It
matters. Do I want to say? Yeah.
No. Tell me what you think, because you've been married. You are married.
They seem like really big decisions, and then the day goes by, and you go, were there flowers on the table? What cake did we have? The day is
so true.
The day's the day, and it's great, or it's not, or it's anything in between, but I don't know that you remember. I don't, but I wasn't the one who planned all of it. As much as my wife did. She probably remembers more of the details.
Okay.
But so I think so many of your guests, you think you're going to make an impression. And unless you're handing out like the Oscar bags where everybody walks out with a, you know, like tchotchkes and stuff.
Right.
No one's going to remember your stupid wedding. And I'm not saying it like about your wedding. It's just another party.
So many weddings. I remember if they were good, if they were bad, if they were mediocre. I remember if they were beautiful. The DJ, I remember the florals because I'm a wedding girl.
Interesting.
I don't really remember dessert. I don't.
I will say
that's where we differ.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm looking forward to the most.
Oh my God. I will say like so many of the little details to TX point. Really don't amount to a hill of beans. Like the, I know.
It
I
sounds,
got all,
are you stuck on one right now? Or
it's just like, picking and signing contracts with like a photographer and such feels scary, because I'm like, that's your photos for the rest of your life.
But they're just pictures. Who cares?
And the memories are what matter.
It really is.
And also, I mean, we have wedding photos, right? But they're old now. I mean, no matter what the photographer was, we don't look like that anymore. And that's
get dated no matter what.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. And I also think it's different because you're a wedding girly. What'd you say?
A wedding girly.
But it's different, I think, when it is your wedding because it feels like you're on the clock a little bit. We've talked about this before. Like, we just went table to table. You thank everyone for coming. Like, it's not a party for the bride and groom.
Do you remember the
food? They're working.
Do you remember the food? Hmm. Did you get to eat?
No.
I didn't get to eat.
I don't remember.
We went to 10 different caterers, tried, sampled all these things. We ended up with biscuits and berries, I think it was the take. I don't remember.
Biscuits and berries?
That's the name of a pretty big.
I thought you meant that's what you served. And I was like, weird choice.
An unlimited alcohol budget, but only biscuits and berries for the wedding guests. No, but like I didn't, like you said, dude, it just flies by. Like nothing matters. The DJ is the thing you shouldn't skimp on. And I'm not just saying that because TX DJ in the room, because that person is in charge of everybody's mood from the beginning. And if you got a guy whose name I will not mention, who wants to get on the mic too much, like, you don't want a DJ who's like,
everybody,
here comes a beautiful bride. Oh, let's see if we can get him to have a kiss here. Everybody, hit your forks, hide your glass. And you're like, if somebody's like a frustrated wannabe radio dude and like jumps on the mic, it will ruin your wedding.
I will not be doing it because I'm going to be on the mic in my own wedding. No, I'm kidding. I just don't want anyone on the mic at my wedding.
Okay.
Well, the example I always give at my wedding is I didn't take my jacket off all night. Because you're taking pictures constantly. And so
I
didn't cut loose at all because it's like, well, I rented the suit. I want to look nice and all the pictures. And all like aunts and uncles flew in to be here. They want a picture with us. Look nice. Like it's just not a party like when you're a guest at a wedding and there's no responsibility.
Did we help?
No, not at all. But I am going to try. That helped. I'm going to try to make it a party for me and my fiance.
You should set a time. Do you have a second dress?
Not yet. It's been over a year.
No. But I'm like, I have a plan.
Do you have a first dress?
No.
No, but do you have a plan for a second dress?
Yeah, I probably will change into a dancing
dress. You got to have a point. So, because your fiance, I'm going to tell you, I've met him a few times. And I'm going to tell you right now, he doesn't want to be in that suit all day.
No.
At all. So you got to let him off the hook. Mm-hmm. There's got to
we'll
be like.
Change.
Yeah. Yes.
And we'll get groovy. And that's when people can stop asking us for photos and we can party. Mm-hmm.
I switched underwear. I did do that. And the undershirt, because it was very hot. That's another tip. Maybe write that down.
Wow.
I'm out.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Go, man. You're the weirdo.
Hi. I'm Tyler. I'm just calling in to...
What?
Hi, my name's Aaron. I'm just wondering if you are... Yeah.
No chance.
You do it too?
Absolutely.
Yes.
You're calling... You gotta come... You're like... State Farm has screwed up... Your auto claims hard.
They need to know my name anyways and then look up my claim number. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a bad example. They do need to know your name.
I feel like you and I are bad people because...
Erica, stop it. No, we're not. Because State Farm, that's a bad example. Like,
A reservation. Calling to make a reservation.
Absolutely.
Do they need your name for
a
reservation?
Eventually, but it's not in my instinct to be like, hey, what's up? Okay, well, that was like a start of a video.
Hey, what's up?
But like, hey, it's Erica. I'm just calling to see it. Like, they're going to be like, who's Erica? Why are you?
So it's a TikTok influencer that's basically saying in every phone call, every time she introduces herself at the front. Yeah. And I think she introduces first and last name.
Probably.
Yeah. I think that's what I do normally.
Yeah. She's like, hello, my name is Jamie Smith.
Oh.
And I was wondering how late, like if you're just calling to find out how late they're open, you're like, man, I'm craving some Ted's Montana Grill. And I guess I had the ability to look up their phone number on my phone, but I didn't take the time to scroll and see hours.
Well, that's different. I'm obviously going to do that first.
Sometimes
I have to call.
Yeah. Sometimes it's a holiday and you need to see what their hours are today.
Great. Great point. There we go. Yep. Okay. So Lulu's Farm, great example. It's out by my house. They sell a whole bunch of really weird stuff, including this maple syrup that I love. I wonder if they're open on the long holiday weekend. Lulu's Farms. Hi.
No,
my name's Michael.
Nope. They go, Lulu's Farms, this is Michael. They say their name when they answer the phone and you just
go. What if they don't?
Hey, Michael, I'm Aaron. I was wondering if you guys are Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
She's nailing it. Exactly.
I think I'm a bad person. I would never once think to do this. I would go, oh, hey, Michael, thanks. I was just wondering if you guys were open.
That's it. That's exactly. Mm-hmm. Michael, can I just say something? I've been Michael. I've answered the phone.
Well, you are literally.
Right. Okay. You're right. I'm still him. But like, I've been there and like, oh, okay. Hi, Erica.
Right? Like, what do you
we're
want?
Not friends.
We're not, we don't know each other.
We're never going to be friends. Just is like, it, okay, ask me your stupid question so
good
I can.
Customer service.
Yeah, is that why you don't work in
but
that industry?
You are the customer.
Yes.
So you don't need it.
But
I don't
I'm
need
also
to know
making
you.
Sure that I'm not treating that person like a POS like everyone else. At least
I just
half
need you to get
this
through
room
it.
Does.
Just hurry up.
Right. I think it sets the when you are calling a business, it sets the conversation. You're like, I'm not mad. I'm not being a Karen. Yeah. I'm not calling a scream.
What if
at
I am
you.
Mad?
Then start it off politely and you'll get a lot further.
Exactly.
Start okay. off. You've got a point. Only there.
Yes. You just start it off as cordial as you possibly can, no matter what way it has to go.
Have you ever had to answer the phone for a business?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I work retail and stuff.
And
people call.
And you don't think that would try... Like, that drives me nuts. Let's pretend it's... Okay. I'm going to upset some listeners right now.
Uh-oh.
Because sometimes, like, we're doing, hey, what's the stupidest thing you ever stole? So it's like, TX, and you go...
Yay.
And then you start like, anyway, I'm actually originally from Iowa, but like I recently moved to Parker.
Or he would say, hey, this is Tyler and I wanted to tell, we already know.
Right. Like we hate it when people give us ancillary details.
That's different because
we're trying to get somewhere.
And because T-Hack has already talked to them in the other room. He's already done that.
But I mean,
we just don't hear it.
This is the first time.
I'm in that room chatting with people.
I'm not making the point the way I want to make it, but it's like, this is time to get down to business. When we pick you up to be on the air, this is the point to go like, hold on. You guys, this is literally the best story you're ever going to hear. And it's like, okay, actually, if it were, you would already be in the middle of it and we'd be enthralled. But like, you're filling up the airtime with unnecessary details. If you're calling my business to ask how late I'm open or if I'm open, I don't
There's
care your name.
There's a difference between it was a warm summer day in March, or March isn't summer, that's spring, whatever, in August.
See what you're doing, Aaron? Now I know your name.
There's a difference between that and, hey, my name's Aaron. I was wondering what your hours are.
Erica, please, have you switched? Did you switch? Like, I felt like there was a Helen Keller moment where you felt like you might become them. And they have not convinced me.
There was a what moment?
Helen Keller, it was like the moment when she realized she could sign.
Okay.
Never mind.
In the movie with the water.
Yeah, with the water. It's like, doll.
Like a story. No,
My name's Helen. I'm blind.
No, I haven't switched. However, I was thinking maybe I'd get really good service for wedding things if I said, hey, this is Erica. I'm getting married this date. I was interested in your services.
Yeah, you let them know, hey, I see you as a person. I'm a person. Let's have a friendly interaction.
They know you're
first. I'm not calling to ask for hours and being like, hi, I'm Erica.
Virgo.
I'm an Aries.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I vow that by next week there will be a theme song for this bad boy.
Do we know how long this goes?
Forever.
The Diddy trial is... Well, it's still a prosecution, right?
Yeah.
What is it? Best of seven? Or what is it?
Oh, heck. No, it's like... First, I mean, if the prosecution doesn't prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt, the defense could just go, hey, man, we're not even going to put anybody up. But I think the defense is going to put people up. We're still in the... Like, nobody's testifying on Diddy's behalf right now, right? It's all people going like, he's a piece of hell. Like, but anyway, this is the Daily Diddy Dirt.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any song suggestions.
We'll take
If you're writing a song.
Yeah.
Email it to us. TheSlackerShow@alice1059.com. Mm-hmm. I have one little piece of dirt that I saw.
Oh, okay.
One of the agents, I hope I'm not ruining your thing.
No, go ahead.
One of the agents, did you see?
Who raided the home?
Yes.
I don't know what the tea was, but I saw it.
In addition, we all know about the baby oil bottles, right?
Yes.
And they were laced with.
They were?
You don't know this part?
I didn't know they were laced.
Yes.
The baby oil bottles were supposedly like roofied. And like then you, so like.
So like get in through your skin.
Yes. And I didn't know that could happen.
What? I didn't either.
Yeah, no. I think he was modifying the baby oil bottles to make sure everybody was like lubricated in every sense of the word.
The fact that we're even discussing this.
Yeah.
It like it's an insane thing that this person who was famous for so long.
Yes.
Has just been doing this.
Yes. And he's not the first person to have this sort of MO. Like mm-hmm. it's.
Well, and that's the other thing. That's it comes back to my list of people that will eventually fall. And it's kind of like people knew this was going on. Hello, yeah. Hollywood people. Everyone knew about
yeah,
this.
Everyone knew.
No
yeah.
one said anything. And now all of a sudden.
But why didn't they? Did they think he was going to kill him?
Yes.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that's exactly what happened. Kid Cudi knew and Diddy said, I'm going to blow up your car. And he did.
And that's what came out today.
So we really think that because there is the rumor allegedly that Diddy was involved in Tupac.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So like he had enough street cred for people to go, even though I've seen what happens at a freak off, I'm not going to say.
I guess. I mean, I don't know why you would go in the first place knowing somebody is like,
right.
has yeah. that reputation. But I mean, yeah, I think that's it.
Anyway, in addition to the baby oil being medicated, apparently they seized a bunch of eye drops. He liked to have eye drops for everybody because, you know, you got that cotton mouth, son. Like, if your eyes are getting red from all the drugs you're doing, the eye drops were all laced with either MDMA or something else.
What?
So, like, one of the agents came out and was like, yeah, we tested him. And it's like, so you're like, oh, man, my eyes are red. Here. Oh, yeah, have some of this.
And then you're just like.
You're just all of a sudden ripping.
Oh
because,
my gosh.
Yeah. You're welcome. That's my little piece of Diddy dirt for the day.
Thank you.
Yours is what?
So Kid Cudi took the stand today. He did give some testimony. He talked about his brief relationship with Cassie and how Diddy would break into his house, tamper with cameras.
And this was after Diddy and Cassie dated.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And like just breach of privacy, destroyed his Porsche. In like a bomb situation thing.
That's a real thing.
It is.
This is nuts.
Yeah. We can prove that Diddy blew up Kid Cudi's Porsche. That's what they did in court. Okay.
I saw that he testified it was like a Molotov cocktail, basically.
Yeah.
That
he hurled something at the Porsche and blew it up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what's on tap? Who's left? Do we know? Do they put out like a, is there like, this is the up and coming, who else is going to testify?
So I think there's just like speculation because we thought, I always get it wrong. Aubrey O'Day. We thought she was going to testify, but
she's
hasn't. Not.
She's okay. not going to. She said she isn't. I have one more piece of really major news.
Okay.
Someone testified that Diddy puts applesauce on his cheeseburgers, and the headline said that the jurors were disgusted.
Lock him up. Lock him up.
What?
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of a woman who tried to F-word her elderly mother, but it's not the F-word you think.
Oh.
Okay. And I've got a story.
Holy Jesus. Okay, sorry.
I've got a story that'll give you sharp stomach pains.
Oh, boy,
yourself.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
All right, so I've got a story about a man in China.
Take it, hack.
No. He had to be saved. His life had to be saved
his
by doctors.
Life had to be saved.
His life was on the line.
Oh my God, you're so passionate about this China fellow.
This Chinese man.
Yes.
As it would be called. Because he nearly died because he swallowed a 3-inch knife to avoid charges of possessing a weapon.
He said, swallowed?
He said, this knife, I don't have it, and swallowed it.
What?
How? So you don't chew?
It gets worse.
Was it sheathed? Huh. It wasn't sheathed, so he just...
It gets worse. The man swallowed the knife.
I meant to hit
knife.
The chomp again and I hit cow. I'm really sorry.
Okay. The man swallowed the knife.
Okay.
8 months before the doctors had to work on saving his life.
I'm sorry. What? So where was it for
he
8 months?
Oh, it just dissolved into my stomach.
Okay.
No. Sir, that's not how it works. The doctors found it stuck in his trachea.
What?
Because he came in with a sore throat.
So they had to go in and
I guess. I mean, 3 inches really isn't that much, as you boys would know.
It's plenty. It's plenty.
But
don't be greedy.
Like, what are we talking about? Like, a 3-inch knife isn't about exactly. 3 inches.
For the record, that's not 3 inches.
Smaller, oh, bigger. My God.
Oh.
I don't know inches.
Your fiance is very lucky. everyone do the math. Trust me. My story is from California.
Oh, yay.
California.
Yeah, man.
We're going to take the 804 to the... That's not even
stop saying
freeway.
The. We don't say the here.
I say the.
Don't stop. So a woman got mad at her elderly mother. They were arguing about something, and then she spat at her mother. Ooh. I don't have a spitting sound effect, so somebody's got to... I'm sorry?
Oh. That's pretty good.
She shoved her into the sofa, then she forked her.
What?
She fried.
She forked.
Is that a poking sound? It's so dumb.
If we're even a decent show, standards and practices have bleeped at least one of those. She fully f***ed her mom.
And not.
Nope, just forked her.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not sure what that like, means.
She got a fork and she brandished it and she was going to fork her mom.
That would be a horrible way to go out.
I think... Later on, pooping out a 3-inch knife would be...
I never pooped it!
That's what I'm thinking. I'm still hung up on that story. It's got to come out sometime, dude. What are you doing?
Dissolve these people to get together and create a whole dinner setting.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Those were all the stupid people we could find. One more. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.